Welcome to the Sacred Attunement Show with Asher Countryman, unlocking the power of mind, body, soul abundance. What is sacred attunement? Sacred attunement is a holistic approach to unlocking your personal power and mastering your spiritual growth. If you are ready to embrace positive habit change and experience a vibrant, happy, healthy lifestyle, then you are in the right place. Inner peace, love, and harmony made easy. The Sacred Attunement Show starts now. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another awesome episode of Unlocking the Power of Mind, Body, Soul Abundance with me, your host, Asher Countryman. Today, we are going to be talking about the wisdom of the meridians, right? In previous episodes, I've talked about this, the knowing about the unseen and the power of sound currency, all of these things, the unseen world that affect our health, mentally, emotionally, and physically. So this is kind of another element into that as we discuss about the meridians with Dr. Emily Hoda, who you see before you. She is a good friend of mine. We used to be roommates back in our 20s. We're both Shaktinam yoga instructors. We're both harmonium practitioners. And she took it to another level by getting her doctorate. So she has a whole other level of understanding of all these beautiful things we've gotten to talk about. We'll continue to talk about as we show up in the show. So Emily, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So first of all, it's a pleasure, absolute pleasure to be here. It's been amazing to be able to see you grow in so many ways, and you inspire me a lot. I'm just like, a little starstruck to be here. I'm like, it's so nice to be here with you. A little bit about me, like you were just saying, I have my background in Chinese medicine and body work. I've been working with people one-on-one for over 14 years and really listening. That's really been the blessing of integrating all of these teachings together, is being like, you learn something new and then you're like, oh, how does this apply? You know, so I feel like it's been a blessing to be able to integrate this wisdom. So yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Of course. I love how you brought up the whole listening thing. I was just listening to a video before this about listening to be able to connect with people, and so we can show up and serve people higher and at a better capacity. And that really does come from a space of listening and being present with the person that you're with. So that's awesome. Yay. So I guess we can just go ahead and jump on into it. So I have my own understanding about what meridians are. So I'll kind of give my explanation, and I'd love to hear what you have to say. So my understanding of what meridians are, they're like, how I interpret it, rather, it's like a highway system, right? We all drive on the freeway, we drive on highways, you know, and sometimes the traffic's like flowing really smoothly and fluid, and you're like, yes, I'm gonna get to my destination on time. And and then all of a sudden there's like a hiccup, right? Maybe there's an accident that perhaps happened, or there's just like so many people trying to go to one area at the same time, so it just gets congested. So to me, like, that's the meridian system, right? There's this energy that's always flowing. And then sometimes, you know, we have a hiccup in our health, and that can show up physically, but sometimes it usually starts energetically or mentally or emotionally, right? And that causes a traffic jam in the body somewhere, right? And then that results into some kind of physical ailment or physical health problem. And then we're trying to figure out like, oh, what just happened, right? Like, we think all of a sudden it just manifests magically, like, oh, now I'm sick. But it like starts way before that. So that's kind of my interpretation and understanding of where I'm at. So I'd love to hear about your explanation of what the meridians are for you.
Yeah, totally. So I love that explanation. It's really... There's a lot to unfold with understanding the practical aspects of the meridians. So, you know, the Chinese have been working for over 5,000 years with understanding, you know, okay, if there's inflammation in the appendix, right? It's like they didn't know what the appendix was. They didn't like open the body up, but there was always like this tender point that was always there. And then all of these following symptoms would happen, right? So it's a collection of tender points that they found over 5,000 years of like testing, trial and error. So, you know, we have our Western understanding of like, okay, if we, you know, now with Western medicine, there's like, okay, we can take an MRI and we can stick a needle in here and what part of the brain lights up, you know? So now like Western science is trying to like dissect meridians, but really what's been really cool is that it's not this like A plus B equals C in the way that Western medicine is trying to like consolidate and look to, but it's more like literally energy pathways. And so the way that I work with it is very much an extension, the most physical of the electromagnetic field. And I know you spoke about that in one of your last episodes. And so it's really about like the consolidation of the energy, as you were saying earlier, about how you think, that's in your electromagnetic field, how you feel, and then it manifests in your physical body. And so the meridians themselves are actually, you can look to them, you can dissect them. There's 12 major ones, there's 8 extra ones, so to speak. And so they all have different kind of flavors, different kind of understanding. They go to different places. So you can literally like map out if someone has anger, like, okay, well, if you feel this, it's going to go here in the body and it's going to affect this part of your health. So it's really, it's just really fascinating to kind of map it out, really. It's a map for the mind, the body.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I remember years ago, I think we were together at DSAR, which is a retreat that Dr. Lavery does through Nam Yoga. And I remember like having this like tenderness and soreness, and I think you were still in school at the time, and I talked to Dr. Papers, who was a fellow acupuncturist in the community. Yeah, and she's like, oh, your appendix is like inflamed, you know, like that's why you're that, like that's the area where you're feeling that tenderness. And I was like, oh, interesting. And here we were learning about all this knowledge and wisdom about meridians and, you know, energy and electromagnetic field and our breath and like all these beautiful things. So I kind of started to take that internal exploration of like, oh, like, what is that? Like, okay, like, well, why is that inflamed? Like, is it something I'm thinking, feeling, eating? Like, what is contributing to that? Because, you know, I like to keep my appendix, you know, I don't want it to go away. Like, yeah. And through those years, you know, it's no longer tender. It doesn't hurt anymore because I was able to figure, I can't remember now exactly like what that causing factor was. I think part of it was diet, but also just getting that energy unstuck. So really committing to the practice of doing Shakti Nam and being aware and conscious of, you know, the thoughts I was thinking on a daily basis, what the ones that were serving me versus the ones that weren't. So being aware specifically of the ones that were not serving me, those kind of, you know, peeled back that onion to get to that source to be like, oh, okay, now that inflammation is gone and the pain is gone. Like, interesting. So I thought that was really fascinating, this to bring it into like what my experience is. So those of you who are watching, like, you know, what's happening for you? Like, what are you experiencing? What are you feeling? You know, do you have inflammation that's happening in some organ that you have, you know, or is there inflammation in your arm? And like really asking yourself some of those questions of like, you know, where is this coming from? Why am I experiencing it? You know, is it a particular thought? Like, what am I eating? You know, what's my environment that is all contributing to why my body is communicating to me in this particular fashion, right? Because that's what it is. It's the body trying to like, hello, I'm trying to talk to you. And then we ignore it, we ignore it, we ignore it, we ignore it. And then boom, now all of a sudden we need like medications and surgeries and all of these things. So that's where like acupuncture can come in and, you know, help to prevent from some of those things occurring. You know, it's all, how can we prevent medicine? Because like, I'm sure none of us want to be bedridden or, you know, none of us want to be pushed around in a wheelchair. Like, you know, we want to be able to be like 70 and 80 years old and still standing up straight and walking around and feeling good in our body. Like, I mean, at least I do. I can't speak for everyone, but so yeah, I've kind of maybe touched some points on it already. But how do the meridians, you know, affect and or relate to our health? Do you have any feedback there?
Yeah, I think you did a really beautiful synopsis there. I know that What's interesting from my perspective is, people come to me and they're like, hey, I got this shoulder thing. It's been an issue. I was doing this thing at work and all of a sudden I can't like move my arm like this anymore. And I'm like, okay, and so usually I don't kind of bombard them over the top of the head with like, you're the reason why all of this is happening, which is kind of a hard truth to swallow. Like I'm just like, we're just gonna like treat the pain, And as I'm, working with people, because a lot of times that mind-body connection, it's not that they don't want to know, it's just that they weren't trained or, we don't grow up in a mindful society. So a lot of times people think it's a cause and effect, like, oh, because I twisted my arm in a certain way is because my shoulder hurts. And I'm like, yeah, that's completely valid. Like, yeah, you did something and it hurt your shoulder. But your father also just died. And you haven't cried. You also mentioned that to me as well. And so, there is a lot of guarding around emotions. And so when you're working with people, like you talked about earlier, the way that you think in Chinese medicine, it controls the qi and the energy in the body. The way that you feel controls the blood in the body. The blood carries the emotions in Chinese medicine. And the way that it gets impacted is in the physical body. And I have a theory that when someone goes through any event, like it seems nominal at the time, like if you're in a traffic jam or you're trying to rush to a doctor's appointment. The thing is that you don't really think about it because it poof, it goes away. But where does it go? Right. And so in major situations, usually it's like jaw tension. If someone's like stressed on a daily basis, it's like their jaw or their hips or whatever, their PMS, right? But in this case with this patient, I was like, you haven't cried. And it's literally on the part of your body. Like I just map it out because I'm like, hi, here's the tree of life, here are the meridians, and I map it out and I'm like, oh, okay. So according to your body, it's literally telling me that like you need to cry, like you're sad and it's your heart that's hurting. And so it's one of those things when you get a chance to really like pinpoint where exactly this person's having an issue and be able to gently let them know that it's not only a physical situation that can be challenging, but it's the internal environment that when you are going through a nominal thing, like, oh, I just twisted my arm doing this really simple movement, it's because the emotions are weakening the body. And then when you do those movements, it actually creates a challenge. And so that's where the external reality meets the internal reality and it creates this pain. So,
Beautiful. Yeah, let's continue with that thought. We're going to take a quick break. So stay tuned with us, do a little meditation, read a little book, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at transformationtalkradio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit sharingloveandlightshow.com.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belt on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Know your own divine magic and extend peace and love to all with Reiki Master and author Brett Bevel. Brett offers empowering solutions with energy healing modalities, magical awakening, and psychic Reiki. Brett's latest book, Healing Racism Within, A Lightworker's Guide, draws on his own journey of growing up in a racist community and healing childhood trauma. For more on the most cutting-edge energy healing techniques, visit brettbevel.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. on the Law of Attraction Traction with hosts, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfield.com.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for staying tuned with us. So before we continue the thought where we left off about our emotions and like how the physical pain shows up, and sometimes that's a resemblance of maybe an emotion we need to release or process or work through. I'd love to real quick, Emily, if we could just kind of refresh everyone's memory, like how do people find you? How do they reach out to you? How do they connect with you? And are there any like classes or things that you teach that people can join in on your energy?
Yeah, thanks so much for asking. So you can find me. I have a website, emilyhoda.com. I'm more active on my social media at Illumine, I-L-L-U-M-I-N-E, healing, Illumine healing. It's a Kabbalistic, you know, term. People are like, where did that come from? I'm like, Kabbalah. Yeah. And yeah, I teach for Nam Yoga, Nam International. They rebranded since all of our online work. And yeah, it's an honor and a pleasure to be able to integrate this into the yoga classes that I teach. So if you're interested in learning more, I always talk about meridians. I'm like, this is for this meridian, you know, so...
I love it. That's beautiful. Thank you so much. I appreciate you for talking about that. Yeah. And what days do you teach? Is there a consistent day?
Yeah, they're kind of weird times, but because I live in multiple places, they work out for me. So far I've been really lucky. So I teach at 10 a.m. on Wednesday in the West Coast. And I teach on Thursdays at 6 a.m. So it's a little bit early, but because I live either in the East Coast or I live in Europe, so I'm kind of like, it's never really that early for me. So a lot of people catch the replay. So it's nice. You don't always have to be there at the live class. So
yeah, the benefits of everything going virtual since 2020. So a little boost in technology perks there, that's for sure. Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, so I'd like to, dig into your brain a little bit more about that story you were sharing about a client, about how you realized after mapping, you know, the tree of life and mapping the meridians, you noticed that they didn't have a chance to grieve or process someone passing, and like they really needed to cry. And that was the thing that was potentially creating some of the pain we're experiencing. So I want you to get a little more thought there.
Sure. Yeah, totally. The one thing that I really love to demystify with people is that their emotions are actually not bad. Yeah, they may not feel good. Like it might like feel yucky to be sad. It might like be really, you know, overpowering sometimes to be angry. But at the same time, like these emotions in Chinese medicine are actually good. It's just, how long are you sad for? How long are you angry for? Are the questions, you know, at hand. And so usually what happens is people are, they don't want to feel the emotions. And so then all of a sudden, that's where we end up with the pain in the body, because they're like, oh, that's too hard. I don't want to feel that, you know, I'm scared of that, you know, like, oh, God forbid, I'm actually sad, you know. And you see it more with men with sadness and women with anger. So it's like, you can actually see the symptoms. It's general. But like from a general perspective, like most men are not physically like in their visible, like visibly allowed to mourn or cry. Like it's like most are not like, oh, I'm gonna go cry right now and that's okay.
Right. Yeah, we're conditioned to be like, that's not normal, don't do that. No. I feel like that's shifting though. I feel like it's shifting as we move into the new age, but
well, because we're the ones that are choosing to shift it, right? But like most people are growing up in a world where women are not allowed to be angry either. And that's interesting, you know? So it's like I'm dealing with women who have a lot of internal anger and men who have a lot of internal sadness. And so I'm always like, hi, I'm going to like stick a bunch of needles in these meridians and I'm going to leave you alone for like 25 minutes, 30 minutes. Like, why don't you just, you know, like, you know, put it out. Deep sigh. sighs or cry or, you know, like, I'm just going to leave. You can do your thing. You know, so it's just like, yeah. because I don't think most people are allowed to even like acknowledge that they're sad, like, let alone like, here I am. I'm like, oh, you're sad. And they're like, how the hell do you know that? And I'm just like, I don't know.
I just know. Yeah, it's interesting that you say that because there is an old friend of mine I used to know from high school. And, you know, we went to high school together. We dated for a little bit, you know, but we remained friends like throughout this whole time. We've kind of lost connection recently. But I realized when like they came back into my life physically and like I met them and hung out with them a few times, like they just seemed like their energy was like completely shut off, right? It's like they were just this physical vessel, just kind of like walking around, like not plugged into joy, not plugged into life at all, just kind of like going through the things that they were supposed to do, whether it was go to work or take care of their kid or clean the house. But there was no, I'm like, hey, is there anyone in there? Or like, hello? So I found it interesting that you mentioned that, right? Like this conditioning between men and women. And so when I think of that person, like for some reason, they still pop up on my mind like often. And I'm like, oh, I just want to like help them, you know, but really ultimately we have to help ourselves. So I guess I'm like, oh, would, you know, the wisdom of meridians or like acupuncture, like help that person, because they're obviously so, their consciousness is like shut off from what it seems like externally, like completely. Right. And all this stuff is happening subconsciously that they're maybe unaware of or don't want to face. Right. And they don't want to be in their feelings or process. So, you know, is that something like if someone's listening, they're like, man, like that's me right now. Like, is acupuncture like a potential outlet for them to help begin that process?
Oh, definitely. But you know, what's really funny, I find that most people, like I said, they're coming in for like their back pain or their shoulder pain. Like they're not like, I want to be in touch with my emotions, because definitely not. You know? Like, most people, like, but some people do. But what's interesting about that is why I kind of tread lightly on that conversation, is because most people, they wouldn't even know what to do if they were sad. Like they wouldn't even, they've shut it down so much to actually identify and say, this is what sad feels like, because they've learned those protective mechanisms to say like, okay, it's not safe for me to be sad in this environment. So I need to like take all of my sadness and bury it and put it somewhere else that I'm not even aware of. And so acupuncture is good because it helps with what is a little bit more present. I have had some very serious, when I mentioned earlier, the 8 extra meridians, the 12 regular meridians work with more of the organs, but the 8 extra meridians actually do work more in those areas. And so I've actually had very traumatic experiences where my trauma has been like, boom, it's right there in my face as if it's literally happening to me. And I'm just like, I need a warning. So I needed like a trigger warning for this, because like, you know, if you're just like kind of, it was in school. So it was a friend of mine that was practicing like, oh, I'm in this with this supervisor and I want to try this type of treatment on you. And I'm like, okay. And then all of a sudden I'm like, it's been 20 minutes of me sitting here like traumatized, you know? So it's like, you have to be really careful when you're working with clients with acupuncture, because it's really powerful to be able to evoke those kinds of things. And that's why people don't want to meditate. They don't want to sit and notice their feelings. They're like terrified. So like, what you're going to like acupuncture them, and then although they're going to be like having like PTSD in the day. Right. So you can access it. It can happen. But the thing that I run into is like, I would rather kind of like dip someone's toe in more gently. If they're more gung ho about working on their emotions, then I give them breath techniques. So I would say more like the yoga, that's where the Shakti Nam yoga comes in. That's where the Sukshma comes in. Yes. Because in all honesty, like I would have, when the pandemic first started, people were losing their minds. And yeah. Like, I mostly deal with car accident people, like victims at the time when COVID first came out. And this one woman, the day before the lockdown, got into a car accident, and she comes onto my table and she's just having a panic attack, like full blown panic attack. And I'm just like, what let's take a deep breath in, you know, for 5 seconds, you know? Yeah. And so, you know, so I feel so lucky and so blessed to be able to like pull out those Sukshma classes, right. You know, those, or those Shakti Nam classes and being like,
yeah, the you know, breath can be so powerful. I remember my friend's daughter, mom wasn't around and I was watching her and she started to have like some kind of panic attack also, like, you know, something that was like semi-consistent. And I was like, wow, like what a prime opportunity. You're like 5 years old, like let's teach you, or 6 years old, let's teach you some breath work. And yeah, sat her down, you know, obviously I can't do acupuncture, I'm not an acupuncturist, but I sat her down and like, we just did like some long, slow, deep breathing, you know, and like, you know, her like putting her hands on her heart, you know, giving herself a hug, like trying to feel that sense of groundedness, like touching her feet. And it was just so powerful to see in like 1 minute, like once I was able to like, hey, look at me in the eyes, like boom, her whole energy shifted and she felt like peace again. And she felt grounded and she was like in the moment, you know, and I taught her that a few times. So it was just magical to see like the shift and the growth over a while and her not having them as consistently, you know, cause she was like here in the moment, I'm addressing my emotional state, you know, with like such a powerful technique as breath, right? And we forget how to breathe. Like it's such a lost wisdom and a lost knowledge. Like we don't need prescription pills necessarily, not saying to all things, but, but yeah, the breath can be that powerful to shift your state, to heal and to bring you back to that state of balance and peace and homeostasis. Yeah. So looks like we're going to get ready to go on another break. So I think that seems like a good ending point at the moment. Excuse me. So go ahead and stay tuned with us. And while you're on your break, I invite you to do some breath work as well. Maybe do some long, deep breathing, close your eyes. If you're driving, don't close your eyes, but you can still do long, deep breathing and just take a moment to connect back with your body, right? This whole podcast is about like learning how to build connection with our body, to communicate with it, to help heal it. So take some time to connect. This may be your first moment in the day to be able to do that. So I encourage you. We'll be back in a few.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit clarity.com. That's Claire, Clare-ity.com.
Feeling stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you. Go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during My Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
All right, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that moment to connect with your breath and connect with your body. Hope you're feeling a little more relaxed as we're only halfway through the day. I'm sure all of you have many more things to do. So far, you know, we've talked about how breath and is related to our emotions and how we can influence our emotions through breath. And we've talked a little bit about acupuncture. So I kind of wanted to move in to showing you an exercise that can actually help you with activation of your meridians and help to bring you into a state of relaxation, help to activate what we call the parasympathetic nervous system, right? So that state of what I like to call the feel and heal state, or here in America, we like to call it the rest and digest, which is important, right? Because when we're relaxed, that's when we can heal, right? The body can't heal when it's in a stress state. And what I love about this particular breath I'm going to show you is it's very impactful, and it works for me personally. It works very quickly. It's like almost immediate for me of like, oh, I'm feeling all this stress. And then boom, like I do this for like a minute. I'm like, ah, okay, now I'm cool. Now I can proceed and do whatever it is that I need to do. So I'm going to talk about a few things first before we move into it. Just some things to be aware of. So you can do this breath seated if you need to, but it is recommended to do it standing. You know, I can't see you right now, so just please be aware of your body. Pay attention to if you have any sensations of dizziness at all. Just go ahead and bring yourself down to the earth, you know, touch the earth, come sit down, take a minute to reset. So you know your body, so don't push yourself during this exercise either. Take it nice and easy and gentle. But some things to be aware of if you're going to do it with me standing, we do it with our feet together, right? So your feet are together. Imagine them like a nice strong tree trunk. So you have a nice solid foundation. Your feet are firmly planted into the earth. And as you're standing, I want you to gently bring your tailbone and slightly tuck it down. And your arms are just going to come at the side of your thighs with the fingers just gently open. Right, we a little bit more about the meridian wisdom here, right? Our fingers, I like to think of them as like an extension of, you know, our lungs, right? It's how energy kind of comes into the body, right? So we're kind of inviting this energy to flow in throughout so we can open up those highways that we mentioned earlier. And then the next thing as well, shoulders relaxed and your eyes are open. So you just kind of want to find a spot literally straight in front of you, whether that's a space on the wall, or maybe it's just a point kind of floating there in the ether. But we want to keep the eyes open to help kind of keep us grounded, right? Keep us in this moment here, right? To stay present, to keep that awareness. But before we begin, I do want to do real quickly what we call some little lung activation. So go ahead and assume the position, and I want you to take a nice deep breath in through the nose, only into the chest. That should be a full breath there, and I want you to continue sniffing air in through the nose. So each subsequential inhale from there is an expansion on the original inhale, right? We're expanding the lung capacity a little more. Inhale more. Inhale more, right? We're increasing our capacity for energy. We're increasing our capacity for health, longevity, vitality, and just a little bit more. Try if you can, even if you don't think you can, relax the shoulders and gently exhale, nice and slow. Again, eyes open. If you're standing, if you're seated, you can close the eyes. Beautiful. All right, I want to do that one more time. Just a nice big full inhale into the chest. Eyes open, shoulders relax. Nice little smile on the face. Take a nice big inhale through the nose. Inhale a little more. Little bit more. A little more. Expand. Expand. A little more. Bring it in, bring it in, bring it in. See, like you're having a big sun right here and it's getting shinier and brighter and bigger and bigger and bigger. And exhale, relax, let the shoulders relax, let the chest fall. Beautiful. All right, so now we're going to do a rhythmic inhale and exhale through the nose, right? The nose only, mouth stays closed. And again, the focus is on the chest, okay? So eyes open. And to keep the rhythm here, I'm going to chant out loud, Sat Nam. So as I say Sat, I want you to inhale. And as I say Nam, I want you to exhale. All right? Here we go. Eyes open. Just stay relaxed. Ready? Here we go. Sat Nam. Sat Nam. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Sat Nam. Sat Nam. Now take a nice deep inhale into the nose. I want you to hold the breath and I want you to close the eyes. Be really aware of your body here. If you're any dizziness at all, immediately open up the legs. Hold the breath for just another moment here and gently exhale when you're ready. Now in that, just those quick 30 seconds, I already feel like a nice, for me, I get like a tingling sensation that kind of comes over the body. I immediately feel like this drop in energy as if my energy just kind of rooted out down into the earth, right? So the energy was all up here and it just kind of came down. Right? It was like a cascading shower or like a wave kind of crashed over me. It's like, wow, I feel really relaxed. And that's how quickly and powerful that you can shift your state, right? To activate those meridians that we talked about, to tap into your own energy, to change your emotional state. And it's that easy. It's simple and it doesn't have to be complicated, right? It's simplicity is divinity. So let's not make it complicated here. Yeah, so I hope that it was clear and I encourage you, yeah, go ahead and do this exercise. Try it daily. You know, take anywhere from a minute up to maybe 3 minutes to start. And just kind of work with it. You know, maybe in the morning is the best time. Set that foundation for the day of how you want your day to go, right? Like, let's start from a place of relaxation, right? So we can have a clear head, clearer emotions, right? This breath also helps so we don't become as reactive to situations as well, right? We can keep our emotional state intact and not be as easily influenced over time, you know, by the outside world that is so chaotic at times, you know, especially during these last few years. So that's all I'd like to leave you with. Of course, if you have more questions, you want to reach out, you can go to my website, sacredattunement.com, and feel free to join my Facebook page, you know, Vibrant Healthy Lifestyles for Successful Women on Facebook. So feel free to reach out. I'm not a stranger, so I'm here to answer any questions. Emily, I'd like to know if, you know, what we just did, if you have anything to elaborate on or that you would like to share with us.
Yeah, totally. No, I feel, first of all, I'd like to say I feel so much more grounded and in my body. Just like you said, it's so powerful, these techniques. Truly, truly, truly. I don't know if I have, let me just think. Yeah, I love what you said about how the hands activate the meridians. So all of the hands, there's different meridians. There's 6 different meridians on the hands. I don't know how we do that with 5 fingers, right? But the
moving invisible.
Yeah, the pinky has 2. The heart meridian is the most protected. It's here in the center. It's like right between the pinky and the ring finger. And so what I would love to say about mudras, because we haven't spoken about mudras yet, I love how you can do a breath practice that's going to activate the vagus nerve or activate the nervous system, parasympathetic nervous system, but you can also activate the meridians using different types of mudras. And so, for example, if you are feeling like you're having a panic attack, I love, or you can't sleep, I mean, in all honesty, you know, that panic feeling, a lot of people get that stress, you know, and so I like this mudra when I'm having a hard time sleeping, but also if I feel anxious. And so if you're pregnant or menstruating, no, just pregnant, don't do this mudra, because it's got the Apana mudra in it, which is this one, so that it releases the body. Very powerful for, if you have diarrhea, don't do that one too. But so it's a combination of that, because we're removing blockages from the heart. So we're activating the heart meridian. And so I find if you do like long, slow, deep breathing with this mudra, you might activate your parasympathetic nervous system way faster. And so, yeah, I love working with the meridians in action, because so often, you know, not everybody wants to be needled. Like, most people are like, hi, I know this is a thing, but like, I don't like sharp objects in my body. And I'm like, great, you can change your energy and your via your meridians in the power of your own hands. So
I love it. You answered my question. I was like, would you say the mudras are like getting acupuncture for yourself? So in a way.
Well, it's actually a funny story. I mean, they say it's 20 minutes for a treatment, but it's really to be able to slow the breath down for that amount of time. So it's how long your breath takes to circulate through your entire body is 28 minutes. And so it's like, if you can change how long you're breathing for, or you can oxygenate your body faster, then you're doing acupuncture. You're moving the energy using your breath, and then you're telling the energy where to go using the meridians. I mean, I'm sorry, using the mudra via the meridian. So yeah, it's a really, I mean, the science is there for the work that we're doing. And it's just really cool to be like, oh, of course it works. Like, this is how it works. You know, it goes to here and it does this and then, you know, like put it all together. So
yeah, absolutely. Oh, I love it. We could go on and on all day about this. I love it. Thank you. Yeah. So it looks like we have one more break, y'all. So continue to stay tuned, and we will be back in just a short minute. Thank you for staying with us.
Life can be demanding, and you may feel like you're constantly on the go, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Danae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDanae.com. That's DENEE.com.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Welcome back with me, Asher Countryman, and Dr. Emily Hoda. We've had a great conversation today, just talking about the wisdom of meridians. We've talked about what the meridians are, how they can relate or affect our health, how our thoughts and emotions are related to the meridians, how our breath is all related to that, how breath and acupuncture can be ways to help heal the body and activate those meridians. And we want to kind of, I just dropped my phone. So we want to share one more technique. Technically, it's a modality with you. Another way to activate those meridians and get in touch with that subtle body, get in touch with that unseen part of ourselves to help with our feelings, to help with our thoughts, to help with the physical health. And what that modality is called is Harmonium. Harmonium with a Y, not an I, so not the instrument. I always like to bring clarity to that because a lot of people are familiar with the instrument. This is an energy healing modality that has been very impactful in my life personally. I'll just share one quick story before we get a little further into it. So I'll just show you. So I was in training to become a Harmonium practitioner, and there was maybe a couple months that I didn't have my moon cycle. And I was like, oh, what's going on, right? Like, why is this happening? You know, I didn't change anything dramatic. Like, you know, maybe I'm just stressed. And I remember receiving from my partner, her name was April, like super amazing woman. I love her so much. And I remember like halfway, maybe three quarters of the way through the session as I'm receiving from her, I just remember feeling like this, kind of like someone stuck a key like in my uterus or something. It was like, here, we're gonna unlock this thing, right? I just felt like this energy shift literally in my root chakra area. And I got my cycle within like an hour after receiving the Harmonium. And I was like, whoa, like that was probably one of the most powerful things I've ever experienced, right? I'm like, who has that high of a turnover rate? Right? Like, oh, I haven't had a period in months, and all of a sudden, like, boom, now I have it. And that's just one of, you know, many miracle stories. You know, I had a client come in who their pain level was at a 10 in their back. There wasn't anything like of a physical injury that had happened. So it was obviously something energetic, something emotional. And by the time they were done, at the end of the session, you know, they were all the way down to a level 3, and like that level 3 stayed with them for weeks, you know, didn't go back up. You know, we kept getting more and more, and eventually like the pain started to almost completely subside. But that's just a couple stories of how powerful some of these things that we have access to can affect our physical health. So yeah, I'd love to hear your side, Emily, of your experience with Harmonium and how it's helped you and people you know and all the goodies.
Yeah, totally. It's amazing that you were able, first of all, I mean, the miracles around Harmonium are so endless. And what I love about this system, I love hearing that you got healed almost instantly in that situation. It's kind of like, you know, the mystery between like when you know, like the physical body is okay, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of people come in. They're like, I've been MRI'd. My blood work is perfect. Like they don't know what's wrong with me, you know?
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with Western medicine. It's just like I said earlier, it's like the way that they're measuring things, it doesn't always quantify the situation. And so energy healing is so powerful in the sense where it works with the nervous system, the light touch along the spine, which the C fibers are activated in Harmonium, that be able to work on the spine itself, which is the highway of the entire body. And so, you know, when my patients come in and they're like going through a serious life change, like they just lost a job or they're, you know, going through a breakup with their partner, like kind of instantly, it's like it can send a shock to the entire system. And so when I work with some people come in right away and they're like, I just want the Harmonium, like, give me the Harmonium. I'm like, okay, you know. And some people are like, oh, I don't really know, you know. And it's something that I if you could just take a Vipassana course, like a 12-day silent meditation retreat, and just like put that feeling on someone, that space of peace and that like aha moment. I feel like Harmonium is so good for when people are going through those challenging times in their life where they're like, I can't figure this out with the way that I'm viewing the situation. And so what I love about Harmonium is it gives people kind of the perspective that they weren't able to reach when they were stressed or upset or like just in shock, you know? And so it, like you said, it just kind of like, it can help with the physical body, but I really like to work with people when they're kind of feeling lost in their life, you know, when they're really feeling like you know, like I'm having anxiety and the treatment helped, but you know, like the acupuncture treatment helped. And I'm like, you know, I have this thing that's really helpful for peace and for quiet. And like, and then unless your nervous system is really dysregulated, you're not like most people think that they're not stressed, but they're just not feeling their feelings. So they're not like, oh, I'm, you know, but like if someone is like, no, I really want to like feel calm again, then this is like the perfect, like, I like to be like, it's like taking like a warm bath and you get out and you just finally feel like you can like process things differently. It's like the brain is like, oh, I'm not operating from stress right now, you know? So
right.
Yeah, I find it to be like instant help, you know, just like instant kind of like, if you could take a pill for stress, this would be it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I feel it too. Yeah, Harmonium and Shakti Nam, I would say those are like the two soul things I've experienced and done in my life that have broken me out of like so many of those toxic patterns, you know, whether those be patterns be, you know, thought-based, emotional-based, or action-based, you know, because I grew up in a very toxic, you know, environment and family and all that, which I'm sure a lot of us can relate to, right? We all have our own version of that story. And I just thought that was so, so powerful. It's like, wow, it really was that simple, right? Like, it didn't matter how many therapy sessions I went to, or maybe I didn't find the right person or counseling sessions I went to. They didn't impact me the same way that these two things have. And even acupuncture too. Acupuncture was one of the things that helped me get rid of, you know, acne, you know, like, so yeah, and help me just kind of heal in many multiple different times, you know, of certain things happening. And yeah, so I guess that's kind of what we wanted to share with you, right? Like these harmonium modality, acupuncture, Shakti Nam, and how all these things help with, you know, that highway system we talked about of our meridians. They can help with our feelings, they can help with our thoughts and our emotions. And thank you. Yeah, Emily. I know you're in the States right now. I'm in California specifically. So if you happen to be in the Southern California region, specifically San Diego, I did just get an office there so I can do Harmonium again. So please feel free to reach out if it's something of interest to you. Emily, you're in Connecticut, right? Yes. And you have an office as well that you're working out of, right? Okay, perfect. Yeah, so again, you can reach out to me at sacredattunement.com, or again in the Facebook page at Vibrant Healthy Lifestyles for Successful Women on Facebook. And then Emily, again, how do we get a hold of you?
So you can go through my website. It's on my website, which is dremilyhoda@gmail.com, or you can find me at Illumina Healing on Instagram. And yeah, I mean, I just want to say thank you so much for showing the world what these teachings are in your life. Like, I just am so in awe of your ability to be so calm and collected. And I just feel so grateful to be able to be here today as well. So thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, an absolute pleasure. Yes, you'll hopefully be one of those lifelong friends. So I'm happy to have you still in my life, and also that we're both sharing this wisdom. So it's so amazing and magical. And let's continue to do the work and help change the world to be a better place and help everyone with any issues they have going on. So thank you for being such an inspiration as well to me. I love you. Yes, and we love all of you for listening, all of you for watching. Truly, I mean that. So thank you so much. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week and a rest of your month. And we will be back on the third Friday of this month. I'm forgetting the exact date. And I'll be featuring a guest host. Her name is Natalie Beasel. She is also a coach like I am. So we'll be talking a little bit about coaching and how that can help us and serve us in achieving our goals and our dreams and to create more success and abundance in our lives. So we'll stay tuned then. And again, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, first and third Fridays.
You have been listening to the Sacred Attunement Show with Asher Countryman, unlocking the power of mind, body, soul abundance. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on transformationtalkradio.com. Give yourself the gift of a vibrant, happy, healthy lifestyle. For more information on mastering your spiritual growth or to connect with Asher, visit sacredattunement.com. Again, that's sacredattunement.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.